Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I grew up with like two sports mad brothers and brother who I shared a room with when I was 10, 12, and early teens. You know, he was a mad Liverpool and Celtic fan.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
The Racing Pod
on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Best odds guaranteed on all Irish and UK racing. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
And you're welcome to episode 64 of the Racing Pod on Off the Ball with John Duggan and Johnny Ward. Remember, we're here every week with analysis, race previews, tips, stories, interviews and crack. The first half of the pod each week free to air. The second part exclusively for members. So be sure to sign up by going to offtheball.com/join. This week for members, we're going to focus on Saturday's action at Haydock and Wincanton and also get Johnny's charity bet. So subscribe now. Johnny, how are you doing?
I'm very well, Jimmy.
You met Duvan this week. Duvan was a horse that won two races at Cheltenham Festivals. He ran won the Supreme Novices Hurdle 2015 and the Arkle Chase 2016. He won his first 13 races for Woody Mullins. Then he fractured his pelvis in the Champion Chase. It was never the same horse, but it was a great horse, Duvan. What was going on for you to meet Duvan this week? Or when Duvan met Johnny?
Yeah, Duvan met me, yeah. Just down for a couple of pieces for sort of Racing Heroes for IrishRacing.com. So went to Duvan, who was down around Tullow in County Carlow. And album photo afterwards, there he is.
Anybody watching
on
the screen?
Beauties.
Yeah, it's love on Valentine's Day, Johnny. Valentine's week.
Like, what age is he now? 15, and he is. He's such a fine, fine big horse, and it's a privilege to be around a horse like that. Like when he came along, there was such an X factor about him, and he was basically the horse that prompted Walk in the Park to be brought over as a stallion to Ireland by Coolmore. And after all of the hype about Walk in the Park, essentially, the two best Walk in the Parks are still Duvan and Min, or Duvan and John Bond, who's his full brother. So, like, Min and Duvan came along roughly the same time. John Bond is a brother. The dam of the two of them has only two racehorses on the record, which is incredible, really. Like, John Bond and Duvan, incredibly good racehorses. But for all of the Walk in the Park hype, they are still the best. But anyway, he's enjoying a lovely retirement with them. Actually, which was another thing I didn't realise. So I have to go back now to the people I met. But it was Sam Rickett's sister who's looking after her. And her uncle is John Frankham. So this is like Duvan is getting the best of care, and he's just a gorgeous horse. He was very
not in the Willie Mullins yard anymore.
No, and Willie actually sends some horses to this yard, and Claire Ricketts is, I think she's not in 20 years now, but she takes some horses from Willie that might be sort of recuperating and come back. But she, Jackie Mullins suggested that Jackie Mullins is quite into the rehoming of racehorses. So she sent album photo up to Nall in County Dublin, and she sent Duvan to Claire Ricketts, who loves him, and he's just real character. And he's, if you see the, I don't know if we have one of the photos of him looking out the windows and the house, he's looking out to like a cottage. It's kind of like something out of Emmerdale Farm, but he lives a great life. But the both everyone who was looking after Duvan, album photo saying, They remember racing. Like, so if you bring them to the race course, they're kind of like, they're ready to go. And people who go on about welfare and racing, horses who race, like they're kind of like athletes. They remember it. They love racing. And Duvan is a beautiful, kind horse, beautiful looking horse. And it was a privilege to be around him. And Claire was very nice. She said, if I wanted to come back with the family or that, come back. And I said I'd definitely do that, and maybe bring the young lad to his first racehorse. If his first racehorse is Duvan, he can't complain. I think his grandfather might be up for it as well. So, lovely.
Fair enough.
Horses are therapy. They really are.
Yeah.
That's just being around them, like not even riding them. I think they're just therapy, yeah.
So they're fragile animals as well. And we know that Serginho at a Cheltenham Festival, this champion, I suppose, in the making for Nicky Henderson, and hopefully he'll be okay because he's had an infection and he's battling now. But I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? That actually getting them to the race course sometimes can be half the battle.
Yeah, it was like, you know, we've the ongoing situation. Michael O'Sullivan puts all of this stuff into perspective, and I don't say that lightly at all. I really mean that. And racehorses are racehorses. And Serginho, it was very disappointing for the festival. Like, that clash with Marsborough, as I was looking up, it was kind of looking like they might nearly be not, if not joint favourites, it wouldn't be a huge difference between them in the betting. And Marsborough has just been so, so impressive. Nicky's been, I think, you know, Nicky's been very forthright as well. He was kind of giving updates after he was scratched. He was supposed to run last Saturday. And yeah, hopefully all is all right with him because he's such an exciting racehorse. And it was very disappointing for Cheltenham.
Michael remains in intensive care at Cork University Hospital, receiving the best of care in the unit there. And the statement this week, his family saying they remain overwhelmed by the support and well wishes they received over the last number of days after Michael had that very serious fall at Thurles last week. So we'll update you as we know anything further about Michael's condition. We had as well the weights come out for the Aintree Grand National this week, Johnny. So Aya Maximus won the race last year, £10 higher than last year for Willie Mullins, the most famous race in the world this year on the 5th of April. And the weight's set now. A couple that interested me, Intense Raffles won the Irish Grand National last year and has only got 10 stone 10 to carry this year. Has been running over hurdles. If he handles a bit better ground, if it is quicker in April at Aintree, I think he's got a right chance, Intense Raffles. The other one I noted, actually, a horse that you like, Gentleman's Game, ran really well behind Galopin des Champs at Christmas. He's only got 11 stone 5, and if the ground is good, he could be one each way. He's 66 to 1.
God, I wasn't aware of that price because I was... That's a mad price. I'm just looking at some of the prices of the horses coming in here. Now, he's like Mouse has French Dynamite and Gentleman's Game in for Rob Corr. And I was reliably informed that Gentleman's Game was being prepped for the Grand National, even in the context of his run at Cheltenham the last year. But I think I tipped him. I was told afterwards, I thought he was a big price. I was told afterwards through second or third hand information that his aim this year is the Grand National. 66 to 1. God, that's, if you're listening in now, that's well worth a fiver each way. Mouse Morris has won the race with Ruler of the World when he was a maiden over fences. I know the way you're thinking, JD, is, I don't know, he's...
Well, whatever Mark Walsh rides, be very interested to see what he rides, because Percival Le Gallois has only got 10 stone 12 and he's won his last two races over 3 miles, over hurdles and over fences. Percival Le Gallois, he will stay.
He's actually developed into, like, he's developed into a relatively reliable horse all of a sudden, but... Like, it's mad having so much money that JP McManus can say that I know the way you're thinking isn't going to go to the Gold Cup this year. I don't even know if JP will have anything in the Gold Cup, because he's all these Gold Cup horses, but he's kind of afraid of... I think he's sort of thinking maybe we might...
Well, Galopin is probably going to win it.
Galopin's probably going to win it. And maybe we'll win the Ryanair with Fact File or Spillane's Tower or whatever. And a lot of people still suspect Fact File. I spoke about Walk in the Park. It's funny, the Walk in the Park's other, like, I suppose his best racehorse nearly could be I Know the Way You're Thinking. And I Know the Way You're Thinking is from a really, really good family. Limerick Lace is the full sister, and she's also Walk in the Park. So funny enough, Walk in the Park, four of his best horses, are two of them are from the same dam, and Limerick Lace has been very good. But Gavin Cromwell seemed to be saying that he's not going to the Gold Cup this year. I thought he said he wasn't going to the Grand National as well. Now, I could be wrong on that, but he's gotten a mark of 160, which looks kind of about right. But it just looks really tailor-made for him, the race. He's not the best jumper at times.
Well, it's not as important anymore because
it's a bit of a joke for race, I think, to be honest. Yeah, like they might as well run as a hurdle race. I think it is a bit of a joke for race, and I think it's symptomatic of where British racing is going. But the other horse you mentioned was...
I mentioned Intense Raffles.
Intense Raffles, obviously. I'd love Tom Gibney to win the race, and obviously this has been the plan for him. Just one thing about him. He did say to me before racing at Navan the last day he'd expected or hoped to be in the first three or four. He was nothing like that. So maybe that was a bit disappointing. You know, they did expect a bit more. I still do wonder how reliant he is on soft ground. Like
we don't know if.
The one thing you'd say is the day he won the Grand National at Fairy House, the Irish National, it was awful ground.
It was 10 miles ground.
Yeah, so anyone who really, really, really relishes that ground, for me, it's unlikely he's going to be nearly as effective. We shall see. So that'd be... Then again, I don't know what the ground's going to be like at Aintree.
So just a few things on the Aintree Grand National, if you're taking an interest a bit long term, folks, that no winner older than 9 in the last 9 runnings is a younger horse. A race nowadays.
That's part of the change as well.
And the 7 of the last 10 winners under 11 stone. So Intense Raffles under 11 stone. Like, Aya Maximus is going to stay in the race if he's fit. That means a horse is under 11 stone, your marks will be protected, including Intense Raffles, Percival Le Gallois, Stay Away Faye, if he gets back to his best, Broadway Boy, Highland, all these horses under 11 stone are ones to keep an eye on. So that's what's going on in terms of the national weights this week. We have Goran Park... with the Red Mills Chase 3:05 Saturday, Johnny, only 3 runners. St. Sam, I mean, this is his ballpark. He likes small fields. He won the race last year. He's got Journey With Me and Classic Getaway to beat. He probably will beat them.
Yeah, as you say, he won the race last year. It's just such a disappointing turnout. I mean, and you know, you look at the prize money for some of these races. The Red Mills Chase, 26 grand for grade two. It's not good, really. So maybe it doesn't incentivize. And in fairness to the authorities at this level, they're probably of the opinion that these wealthy owners, it doesn't really matter. But like, it's a poor turnout. Three runners in a race like this. And I know it's not unusual for these races to have poor turnouts, but these races don't overly interest me when you have such a small field. Saint Sam, Classic Getaway for me is essentially disappointing. He's actually another horse who's won around Gorn. He ran okay behind Appreciate the last day. Journey With Me, the one thing I'd say about him is, and you'd have to say he's become a bit disappointed as well. I think Henry's horses might be coming back into form. He issued a bulletin in the Racing Post, I think, with Conor Fenley last week when he was unusually bullish about Work Ahead, his novice. He was unusually bullish about some of his horses, but he basically implied that they were that he was happy that they're coming back, and they need a good winner that I was opposing at last weekend, Therese. So Journey With Me is interesting, but it's not a race that would take much, would interest me too much.
I looked at then the Ascot Chase at 3:37 Saturday, good to soft ground, six runners, 2 miles, 5 furlongs. Some quality animals in here. I mean, for example, Corbett's Cross is in there, Lompress, Picador, he won the race last year and has been fresh since November, course and distance winner. Corbett's Cross, I think, needs soft ground to help his jumping. Don't think he's the most natural jumper over fences. Did run well in the bow last year at Aintree. But then ran off his feet in the King George. Le Patron's in there. I don't think it's his day, but he might pop up. He's only 7. He might pop up in a race that could be a decent race in him. Lompress, I suppose, is a decent servant. Also rated 163, like Corbett's Cross. Course and distance winner. Was third in the King George. The softer the ground, for better for him. Okay, Picador, he was at his best. You'd think he'd probably win. But I was just looking, Paul Nicholls only got 10% strike rate in the last 14 days.
Yeah, and there's interesting stories around the week about, I think, is that his daughter's going to get involved. Megan, who we actually had on the old kind of iteration of this show, we had Megan on Monday, and I think she's going to get involved with the procurement of the horses now. I think there's Paul Nicholls and Johnny Dineen have had plenty of kind of banter, for want of a better word, about the quality of his horses. You see, and so many of them have wind-ups. This horse, again, second runs as a wind-up, won the race last year, which in fairness obviously would entitle him to a big chance, beat Lompressi on that occasion. I'm not sure. I'd agree with you on Corbett's Cross. Like, I think, you know, he is very effective on soft ground. It was interesting they ran him in the King George, because the ground for him and Factifile didn't really look like, for him and Swellan Star didn't really look like we were right. Blue Lord's quite an interesting horse. You know what? He's kind of gone off the boil a bit, but it wasn't that long ago he was running very well behind the top sort of 2 mile horses. And the same day, actually, or the day before, I was met Duvan, we did a piece with JJ Slevin. And JJ now is kind of, it's interesting, he's going all over the, basically going over Britain and Ireland when he has to ride the horse for the owner. So his life has changed quite
would
a bit.
Would he still ride spares for Joseph O'Brien, for example, like if Banbridge became available, if they didn't have one in the double green?
Yeah,
so what
it was funny. I think he absolutely can still ride spares. It was interesting when Solness was running and he was riding El Fabiolo in that race, who was actually a lot short on the betting. We spoke about him. He was 8-1, but he was sent off 3-1. Solness won, and that would have been an interesting one for JJ. But he's going to ride some very good horses. I'd go with Lompressi. He was very, very good the last year when he beat Stay Star. Tricky little race, but in fairness, a very good race as well.
And we have Punchestown on Sunday, the Grand National Trial, 3 miles, 3 furlongs, soft ground. At 3:10 is a post time, 16 runners, which is good for the each way. There's a couple here I liked. The first one is Favorite de Chambdu. Josh Williamson, the young claimer, takes 7 off. He's 11-3 here. Third in the Thiestes Chase. And he was a really good winner in a grade two at the course in his novice season. I think he's got an each way chance. And the other one I liked down the bottom, St. Genis as well, has got 10-2. Won over 2 miles hurdles, 3 miles fences. Could be more to come. Is he good enough? I don't know, but he's only got 10-2 to carry. They're the two I picked out for the Grand National Trial at Punchestown on Sunday.
St. Denis as well. He's by Famous Name, who, you know, Famous Name is that famous, you know, serial winner for Dermot Weld. I didn't think he'd be the sire of these staying chases, but this horse does stay very well, and he's been, I think he's probably been the star of the Ian Donoghue operation so far, but it's Ian's brother Keith who I'm going for here with Velvet Elvis.
11 stone 12.
Yeah, but in fairness, like the last day at Goran, so he's run off 141 at Goran, he 10-9, and that was a help. But like, he's just, that run at Goran is, it's the best form in this race. He's miles clear of third. And I getting the bus in here today, the rain is lashing down, and it's soft ground. It'll be proper testing ground. It is a concern, but like, I went through the race. It's hard to be confident about many of them. His stablemate, Ask Anything, he ran well over hurdles the last day, and he was second in the
Ulster National last
The Ulster season. National is another horse who would come into it and is quite ground versatile. I'll also speak about another race later on where Gavin Cromwell has two runners. That'll be very interesting. I still think he's a class act in the race. And as you say, great that we've the four places.
Okay. This is the Racing Pod on Off the Ball. If you're listening to the free version of the podcast, we're leaving you here. But if you're looking for more, including our look at Saturday's action at Haydock and Win Canton and Johnny's charity bet, go to offtheball.com/join to subscribe and get the full podcast with all of our racing tips, insights and stories from the week's action.
The Racing Pod
on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.